Is very ill.
Who?
My aunt, madam. She's very ill. So please, may I have the evening off?
No, Adele, you may not.
Oh, madam.
I said no. You seem to forget that Herr von Eisenstein's 5-day prison sentence begins this evening. He's with a lawyer now, trying to get it deferred, but there isn't much hope of that. So you see, I can't possibly let you go,
madam, just for 2 hours.
Not for 2 minutes. Now, that's quite enough, Adele. I've made up my mind.
Oh,
sweet, affectionate nature Adele has. It's all a pack of lies, of course, but really, she does it very prettily. Oh, dear, it's Alfredo again. Whatever am I going to do?
To begin with, my darling Rosalinda, you are going to embrace me.
Alfredo, I'm a married woman.
Cara mia, I know. And at first I was very angry. But now I have completely forgiven you. I see now how it happened. I had to leave Vienna without a word of warning, and you were heartbroken. So you turned for consolation to Eisenstein. Perfectly natural. But all that was 4 years ago, and now, my darling, I am back. Embrace me, Rosalinda.
Whatever are you talking about? I've never heard such conceit. You must leave at once.
Never!
Please, Alfredo, I implore you.
Oh, beloved Rosalinda, for you I would go to the ends of the earth.
Oh, yes, please do.
But only on condition that you would let me come back.
Well...
Promise you'll let me visit you while your husband is in jail.
Well, I oughtn't to, but...
Promise.
Yes.
Swear.
Oh, very well, I swear. Now, please, go.
Addio, mia Rosalinda.
He wouldn't sing. His conversation's a terrible bore, but his top notes. It's ghosts.
When your advocates are needy and you've spent a pretty penny, you'll be sacked on all.
Maybe yes.
Maybe no. When he's plaguey, addle-witted, and catastrophes admitted, oh, but he should make redress.
Maybe no.
Maybe yes. But who's to blame?
No need, my dear, to ask his name.
Don't look at me.
Then we shall see.
Will someone tell me from the start?
With all my heart.
I did my best. I played my part.
His learned speech was so absurd. The jury cried, not comprehendo.
I smell a nasty innuendo.
Will someone tell me what's occurred?
The worst defense I've ever heard.
You lost your head and shouted out.
You stuttered on the crucial word.
You dead and drowned it with a shout.
I almost saved the day.
You gave the game away.
No, you're illiterate.
I've not a bit of it, but
glad they saw you in the doctor's interest. Let's just call me short.
I think your grace, when let us hand, if you declare it, quits a bit.
It has a mind,
put down my foot,
it has a mind,
I'm saying,
God.
You'd better go,
you'd better
go,
I know a sack,
you'd
know a Someone can tell.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Oh,
thanks to that dithering old donkey.
Just for hitting an insolent policeman. Does it have to start tonight?
I'm afraid it does, my dear.
Dr. Falker.
Oh, not Eisenstein, not gone yet. My compliments, fairest of ladies. Pray allow me to congratulate you on getting rid of this tyrant of a husband for 8 days.
Really, Dr. Falker, you are quite heartless. As Gabriel's best friend, you surely ought to be trying to cheer him up instead of making jokes at his expense.
But that's exactly why I called you, lady.
Oh, how thoughtful of you. Well, I'll leave you two alone. Now, do be sympathetic with my Gabriel.
I'll do what I can. Friend Eisenstein, you're in luck. I've brought you an invitation to the smartest party in town, and after supper you'll be entertained by some of the loveliest girls you've ever met. What do you say?
Have you gone mad, Falker? I must report to the prison governor within the hour. I'm already late.
But, dear fellow, that's absurd. You can't possibly miss a party like this. It'll be the event of the season. Prince Orlovsky has the reputation of being the most lavish of hosts, and she has particularly asked me to bring along a few of my lively friends just to get the party going with a swing. Well...
Well, since I am going to be shut up for 8 days, why shouldn't I relax a little first? And since no one will know where I am, I needn't report to the prison governor until tomorrow morning.
That's the spirit. At first light, let the prison gates clang behind you. Meanwhile, let's have a night of revel. Orlovsky has a famous taste in wine and women.
Women?
It's the talk of the town. Don't you dare let me down.
Time enough to sit in sorrow when they've locked you up tomorrow. Tweak your nose at care and pain, hit the high spots once again. Think of all the charming girls, bored and lonely till they've found you. See them skip and cluster around you while the polka twists and twirls. Take your pleasure while you can. This life, so they say, is a brief mortal span. So live for today like a wise young man. A chap such as you, having time to do, should play a he'd pay for his crime or two. The man who tomorrow must see it through may well be excused if he's blind tonight. Isn't that right?
Perfectly right.
Isn't that right? Perfectly right.
What of my wife? She must not know it.
Chortle with glee, but try not to show it. Kiss her goodnight. Don't overdo it.
Quite so. I'll merely say goodnight. Sleep well, my puppet.
Sleep, my puppet.
Pleasant dreams, my puppet. Then hop it like a cat.
On no account must you fail to let me leave you in jail. The truth will be other than that.
The truth will be other than that.
Is vital. I shall declare you come from France. Marquirana, your name and title to the dance.
Oh, I'm terribly tempted.
You must.
I might.
The doctor has told you you're in need of slight diversion.
Very true. That's a really watertight excuse.
Such a handy excuse should be put to use.
It's harmful to brood as I have all day. My head
shall
burst. We know the way.
You
might impair my head while I left behind.
For heaven's sake, will you make up your mind?
Skirts are whirling and light, heels of laughter, Saigon glancing, every girl loves the dancing. Why be at the ball tonight?
Skirts are whirling
and light, heels of laughter, every girl loves the dancing. Why be at the ball tonight?
La 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 la.
dear lady, you did ask me to cheer him up. Voila. Now I must look in on the prison governor and warn him about the arrival of his latest guest. I'll await you there, Eisenstein. Fairest of ladies, good night.
Rosalinda, I must go and change.
Change? For prison? Oh, I see. You're going to put on your oldest clothes, dear Gabriel. I'd never have thought of that. How sensible of you.
Old clothes, I should say not. I don't want to look like a criminal.
But Gabriel...
Oh, no, I must insist. A certain style is called for here, don't you think? Top hat and tails, at least. Skirts are well in that...
How extraordinary. I've never seen such a change in a man. Anybody would think he was relishing the prospect of going to prison. Madam, you can lay the table now, Adele.
Yes, madam.
Oh, dear. Why ever did I say to Alfredo he could come and visit me? I must have been mad.
Shall I draw the curtains, madam?
Yes. No! Adele!
Yes, madam?
I've been thinking about your aunt.
My what, ma'am?
Your aunt.
Oh, yes, madam. Oh, poor Aunt Trudy. I don't think she'll be with us very much longer.
Well, I think it would be very wrong of me not to let you visit her during her last few hours on Earth.
What, madam?
I've changed my mind. I won't need you after all, so you can have the evening off.
Oh, thank you, madam. Thank you. Oh, lovely.
Rosalinda, my own Rosalinda.
My poor Gabriel.
Try to be calm, my angel. I am only doing my duty. We cannot expect to have roses all the way, my dear. Life, my dear Rosalinda, is like the keyboard of a piano. Part white, part black. We cannot expect to play on the white keys forever.
Oh, Gabriel, you put that quite beautifully.
I know, my dear, I know. Will you think of me when I'm away? Oh. I will think of you.
But, Gabriel, you haven't had your supper.
But the food would stick in my throat.
Must I live for 8 long days, abandoned here alone? How shall I endure it? My heart will turn to stone. All thought of you will pain me. My tears will flow so far.
Please,
the Lord is in his kingdom, and that's the end of that. How wonderful is heaven! That's the end of. Enough of lamentation, I vow to fate's decree.
I sing all consolation,
I can and so can he.
Farewell, the great for me.
All around the room. Really, men are incurably frivolous. He'll be sure to arrange all his creature comforts, even though he is in prison, while I, his poor, unfortunate wife, stay here alone, in tears, utterly abandoned.
Abandon yourself to me, Rosalinda.
Alfredo, have you no consideration?
My consideration, my darling, was only for you. When I saw that heartless husband of yours dance up to jail, I thought only to console you.
I think you might have had the grace to wait till tomorrow.
But tomorrow? This delicious supper wouldn't look nearly so tempting. Besides, I got hungry waiting outside there in the garden.
Alfredo, whatever are you up to? You're not putting on my husband's dressing gown.
Why not? Aren't we going to have a little domestic intercourse?
Alfredo, you wouldn't want to compromise me.
Of course not. Only to have supper with you.
Drain a draught of wine with me. Here's a man's felicity. Look with clear, unclouded eye. See where truth and beauty lie. Love, that like a serenade, lulls us with delight. Passes like a fleeting shade. Make your happy heart repine. Quickly fill another glass. Drown the truth in wine. Never sigh, just repine. A happy holiday. Join in this weary life, be as you would be. Oh,
somewhat erring wife ever true to me. If my wisdom vexes you, take this little hint of mine. If the truth perplexes you, love the truth in wine.
Disturb you, cara mia.
Disturb me? Of course it disturbs me. If anybody here found you here like this, I'd be in disgrace.
Stay outside. There may be trouble. Allow me to present myself. My name is Frank, Colonel Frank. I am the new governor of the prison, and I've come to give your husband a personal escort.
But surely, Colonel, my unfortunate husband has already had...
Drain a draught of wine with me. Here's a man's felicity.
Will you be quiet, Colonel Frank is here?
What does it matter?
Cling, cling, sing to me, sing with me, sing with me.
My carriage is at the door. I trust that you will not offer any resistance.
No, never sigh. Just reply, love's a happy holiday.
Oh, I see you want to make light of the whole affair in front of your wife. Very sensible, very sensible.
Cling to me, sing with me, cling, sing, cling.
Oh, very well, if you insist.
Never sigh, just reply. My name was never Eisenstein. I'm afraid you're mistaken.
You are not he.
But heaven knows.
No swearing, bravey counsel.
You must pretend. You must agree.
They fancy they can play with me.
You burst in here. You see him in there. What?
sun,
his son,
in love and sleep. He knows not where the world is.
We
saw the ghost, we diagnose, he comes, he calls, and the other.
Enough, Lubov, I never knew a case as plain as this. No trifling, sir, without demur, bestow your parting kiss.
His parting kiss?
My parting kiss.
Your parting kiss.
I see. It has to be.
Chocolato.
I'd like a sherry wine.
Yes, that would be divine.
Straight away.
party.
Alas, Dr. Falco, it is a very long time since I enjoyed a party. Everything bores me. Each time I give a party, I hope that something will happen to amuse me. I long to be able to laugh again. But always, I'm disappointed. My dear doctor, you don't know how demoralizing great verse can be.
Believe me, Your Highness, I would love to have the chance of finding out.
Well, well, now do you think that you'll make me laugh tonight?
I can only hope so, Your Highness. You were kind enough to give me a free hand, and I have done my best to contrive a little dramatic joke to entertain you.
And what is your little drama called?
The Revenge of a Bat.
What an original title. It sounds like the sort of thing my neighbor Count Dracula goes in for. You intrigue me, Doctor. May I ask who are the personages in your play?
One of the principals is here now.
Who's that talking to Dr. Falker over there? Oh, that's Prince Orlovsky.
Prince?
Yes, Prince.
Your Highness, may I present two talented young artists, Miss Ida and her sister, Miss Olga. It's Olga who plays the leading part in our little comedy tonight.
My dear young ladies, have you tried your luck at the tables
yet? Oh, no, Your Highness. We've only just arrived. I thought that we wouldn't like to, but I left all my money in my other purse.
Then perhaps you would have the kindness to save a couple of thousand rubles for me. Ah, Ivan.
Highness.
Conduct the young ladies to the tables.
Yes, in a minute. There we are. We just come along.
Thank you.
Charming, my dear Falco, quite charming.
But there's more to Miss Olga than meets the eye.
I'm delighted to hear it, though I must say, what meets the eye is most inviting. But has she hidden depths?
Hidden depths, indeed. Miss Olga is our hero's parlour maid.
The Marquis di Reggia.
And here is our hero himself. I just had a marvellous idea. I'm going to invite his wife to join your party.
My dear Falco, she'd never come at this time of night without an escort.
I think I know how to persuade her. Your Highness, can you keep him occupied for a few moments while I send her a note?
By all means.
Your Highness, may I present the Marquis de Renard, Prince Solovsky.
Marquis, it is a pleasure to welcome you to my little party. May I put to you a rather serious question?
Oh, no, Your Highness, it's much too early in the evening. But forgive me, I'm being discourteous. Ask me a serious question by all means, only don't depend upon my giving you a serious answer.
Will you join me in a glass of vodka?
With the greatest pleasure.
Ah, thank you, Eva.
Now, Your Highness, I'm all attention.
For what, my dear Marquis?
For your question.
But I have asked it, and you have answered it as seriously as I could have wished.
I always feel beholden to the guests whom I invite. They serve their turn to get one through the tedium of the night. And yet, in spite of all my gold, the courteous hand out cold. The looks of fate I can't withhold, I'm more than slightly bored. Such sake, the host must undergo
At your age, that could only mean you wish you were back in the nursery.
Oh, Marquis.
Good Lord.
Ah, the delicious Olga has come back to us. Did Ivo show you the best table for playing, my dear?
Yes, Your Highness. And not the best for winning, I'm afraid. All your money's gone.
Oh, c'est la vie.
But this is incredible. It can't possibly be Adele.
Frightful, it's the master.
Permit me to introduce Miss Ida, Miss Olga, the Marquis de Renard.
Delighted to make your acquaintance, Miss Olga. May I ask just how long you've been Miss Olga?
I should say about as long as you have been the Marquis de Renard.
Marquis, you look like a man who cannot believe the evidence of his senses.
Well, I'm sorry, Your Highness. It's just that Miss Olga bears such an astonishing likeness to...
To whom, may I ask?
Well, if you must know, to my parlour maid.
My dear Falca, I congratulate you.
Is not yet ended.
What fun we want to share the joke.
My fingers, my ankles, my feet are ashamed.
I bid you welcome.
Welcome, Chevalier.
Hi. May I introduce you to a compatriot of yours whom I don't think you've yet had the pleasure of meeting? Chevalier Chagrin, the Marquis de Renard.
Wait a bit, Falker. I don't speak a word of French.
Enchanté de faire votre connaissance, Chevalier.
Moi. Vous êtes français aussi?
Je suis charmé de trouver un compatriot.
Moi aussi. Falker, tell him to call it off. I can't keep it up. Je suis fini.
J'espère que nous
serons... My dear sir, you forget yourself. Speaking French when there are ladies present is nothing sacred.
Well, I hadn't quite looked at it in that light, old chap, but by all means, let us speak whatever language the ladies understand best.
Thanks for my incognito. If it was known that I was a prison governor, I don't think I'd be very popular here. But I wish you'd warned me what nationality you'd chosen for me. That might have been very embarrassing.
I thought you got out of it splendid.
Really?
Now, coming on.
Let us go in. Oh, but Falker, what about the other lady we were expecting?
Is there another lady expected? Oh, Dr. Falker, do tell us who it is.
She's a Hungarian countess and a lady of great spirit. But she is also a member of a most illustrious family, and she hopes you will not object if she takes the precaution of wearing a mask.
Vida Volovsky, every lady has the right to wear what she pleases. Miss Ida, may I offer you some supper?
The hours of leisure slip me by, a means of pleasure laughing apart.
Oh, no, Miss Olga, there is a certain similarity of feature here and there. But you are much prettier.
Aye, now. Oh, what a beautiful watch.
It is enchanting, isn't it? As a matter of fact, it's a lady's watch.
Really?
And who knows, perhaps I may be permitted to present it to an enchanting young lady this very evening.
Oh, Marquis, you are one.
Rosalinda, fairest of ladies.
Dr. Falker, that note you wrote me, can it really be true?
Dear lady, if you would care to glance over there, you will see for yourself how wretchedly your husband is languishing in prison.
And he's with a dear, my parlour maid.
Take care, they're coming this way. My dear Countess, may I present the Marquis de Renard and Miss Olga?
Falker, you old devil! Is this the aristocratic beauty you were telling us about?
It is, and she seems to live up to her reputation. Mask or no mask?
I'll get her to take off her mask. No woman can resist me and my little silver friend.
Well, I wish you luck, Marquis. Come, Miss Olga, shall we go and look for the Chevalier?
Oh.
It is elegant, isn't it? As a matter of fact, it's a...
Is Lady Watch, no?
Is Lady Watch, yes.
Oh, Marquis, how pretty. Where did you get it?
It was a present from my late wife.
Your late wife?
From my poor, unfortunate Rosalinda.
Poor, unfortunate Rosalinda. I must get that watch and then I can really have my revenge.
She really is fascinating. And what's more, I think she's beginning to weaken. What a charm, what a beauty. I can plainly see my duty. Coy but knowing, easy going. Just my pigeon as they say.
In dejection, sitting lost in sad reflection. Now he's caught it, who'd have thought it? Was there ever such a
expose his little plan. I'll expose his little plan.
I must speak my mind or stifle. Dear lady, I despair. Let me lift your mask a trifle to reveal.
And woundingly plain.
Mysterious stranger, we beg you to unmask.
So that we may feast our eyes upon your exotic beauty.
One moment, ladies and gentlemen, remember what we agreed. At the Villa Orlovsky, every lady has the right to cover up or to expose as much as she pleases. Fair lady, I don't know who you are, but wear what you like.
The fair lady is wearing my watch for a start.
All the same, I'll wager she isn't Hungarian.
Your wager you will lose, my dear. Let the music of my homeland speak for me.
Music.
Thank you.
title of the battle.
Well, no,
hey, wait a bit, Falka. You're not going to tell my story.
Your story, Marquis?
Of course it's my story. I devised the plot myself, and I cast poor Falka there in the title role. It was a most tremendous joke, at any rate, for everyone except Falka.
Oh, do tell us, Marquis.
Well, 3 years ago, we were both invited to a fancy dress ball. I went as a butterfly and the doctor went as a bat. We had a tremendous time and Falka drank a great deal more than was good for him, so that when the party broke up in the early hours of the morning, he was as drunk as a lord. I ordered a cab, drove to the square in the center of the town and laid him down at the foot of the equestrian statue of the emperor. He didn't notice a thing, slept like a baby.
What happened when he woke up?
Ah, that was the cream of the jest. He didn't wake up until it was broad daylight.
Oh. Who ever heard of a bat in daylight?
Precisely, and what's more, he had to walk home, pursued by half the street urchins of the town, screaming, "A bat in the morning means a ball at night!" Ever since then, his nickname has been Dr. Fledermaus.
And has he never had his revenge on you?
Oh, not so far. I've been too quick for him. Hey, Falka?
Don't boast, Marquis. I might get my own back sooner than you think.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us all go inside and drink a toast to the king of all vines. Champagne!
Champagne!
The glint of champagne goes this time down the land and down the hall. So roll it goes this time down the land and down. The beer is on your feet and your head's all overheated. The temperature's so pumping, your soul is what's a pumping. The clothes go to us, your babe is a vintage. The time of every vintage, the time of every vintage.
Champagne, champagne, champagne.
Kindred, one and all, unite. My watch has stopped. Tell me, does yours go tonight? second time of asking. Lift your mask so that I see who has got the best of me.
That man is up older than he thinks, who recklessly presumes to unmask the Sphinx.
Heavens above, what's to be done?
Look out, dear Inquisitor!
The she-cat has met her equal. Woman, feel thine hearts come.
Yes, a flesh on my nose. When unmasked, I fear it shows.
No excuse, come off, it goes.
Who present a breath this nose?
I'm content, the more she shows. Ida, may I have the pleasure?
Oh,
drink. Here's health to Her Highness King Champagne. Long to live, long to reign. Oh, what a blessing how pleased we've found him again, King Phil. We'll drink up a toast to his heart.
Quiet! Tea!
There's the governor, closely scrutinizing these documents. I must make my report. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Swaying, sir?
You're half drunk.
Oh, no, sir. I'm half sober.
Who's that beside you?
Oh, you mean standing over here on my right?
Yes.
You mean you can see him, too?
Of course I can see him, you fool.
Well, in that case, I'd better introduce you.
Yeah.
Colonel Frank, this is my brother Fritz.
Yes.
My brother Fritz, Colonel Frank.
How do you do? I thought it must be. What's that?
There must be number 12, sir.
Number 12?
Herr von Eisenstein. You arrested him yourself last night. Excuse me, sir. Shut up! There you are, sir.
Thank you, Frosh. I thought a bell rang.
That's funny, sir. I thought so, too.
Sounds like a bell.
It is a bell.
Isabel? Is she here?
I'll go and see, sir, right away. Here. Oh, and now I remember, sir. That'll be Dr. Blint.
Who is Dr. Blint?
Oh, Dr. Blint, sir, the lawyer, sir. Yes. Number 12 insisted on seeing a lawyer, so I sent a message to Dr. Blint.
Well, you better go and let him in.
Yes, right away, sir.
I must have a drink.
It's not Dr. Blint at all, sir. Yes. It's two lovely young ladies inquiring for a Chevalier Chagrin.
Chevalier Chagrin?
Oh, yes. I told them that we had no one of that name in residence at the moment, but they insisted on coming in.
Get rid of them, Frush. I don't care what you do, but get rid of them.
There is the Chevalier.
Dr. Malcolm is quite right. Would you be pleased to see us?
Shall I lock them up, sir?
Of course not, you fool. Make yourself scarce. My dear young ladies, what a surprise.
Ah, pleasant surprise, I hope, Chevalier.
What? Oh, yes, of course. It's just that I'd hardly expected you so early.
Lovely young ladies coming to call on him. I can't think why he's so tense. Here we
go. Oh. Chevalier, I deceived you.
What do you mean?
Oh, my sister means that she isn't an artiste, as she told you last night.
Miss Olga!
And that's another thing. My name isn't Olga. It's Adele. Huh? And I'm Herr von Eisenstein's parlourmaid.
A parlourmaid? And to think that a few hours ago I was kissing your hand.
Not only my hand, either.
Oh, the Marquita now!
Shall I open the door, sir?
Yes. No, wait a minute. This is terrible. The whole thing's getting out of hand. Frush, you must take the ladies to another room.
Oh, yes. There's only number 13 empty.
Well, get them into number 13 as quickly as you can. My dear young ladies, will you excuse me for a few moments? I have a visitor whom I must see privately. My jailer. I mean, my man here will conduct you to another room.
They're not just trying to get rid of us.
What? Oh, good heavens, no. Whatever puts that idea into your pretty little head? Just for a few minutes, you know.
Number 13.
Frush, take him to number 13.
I can't think why you're so touchy, lovely lady.
Come in, Marquis. Nice of you to call.
What, Chevalier? Don't say that I find you here. Don't say we're fellow criminals.
Marquis, I owe you an apology. Last night's party was something of a charade, I fear. I am not Chagrin, nor a Chevalier. My name is Frank, and I am the governor of this prison.
You, the governor of this prison? That's absolutely glorious. I can see you've still got the party spirit in your blood.
My dear sir, I'm being perfectly serious. I'm not at all what you think me.
Then that makes the joke twice as good. Neither am I.
How do you mean?
I mean that I was in the charade, too. I'm not the Marquis de Reynard. Huh? My name is von Eisenstein, and I'm here to start my little spell in your prison. I hope you're going to look after me properly.
Very good. I can see you're trying another of your famous practical jokes, but it won't work, old chap. Oh, dear me, no.
You don't believe that I am Eisenstein.
My dear sir, I know that you're not Eisenstein for the simple reason that I myself arrested Eisenstein last night.
Oh, you arrested him last night, did you? You managed to clap the handcuffs on him and drag him away from the Villa Olosky without the prince or anyone else.
Oh, no, indeed. I never mix business with pleasure. I had Eisenstein safely under lock and key before ever I went to the party. I went to fetch him from his own house.
Oh, he was at home, was he?
Naturally. I found him in his dressing gown, having supper with his wife.
In his dressing gown?
It was really a most touching domestic scene.
With his wife?
Oh, a lovely woman. They took such a tender farewell of each other.
A tender farewell in his dressing gown? I don't believe a word of it. May I ask where this von Eisenstein is now?
Certainly. Eisenstein is in cell number 12.
Excuse me for asking, sir, but we are still in jail, aren't we?
What do you say?
I mean, you haven't gone and turned the place into a harem without telling me.
What are you talking about, Frush?
Well, there's another one of them, sir.
Another?
Another one of them females. Oh, I could tell right away, even though she covered up her face.
Covered up her face? You mean she was wearing a mask?
I couldn't have put it better myself.
My dear sir, will you excuse me for a few minutes? I must investigate this mysterious visit myself.
He's turning into a regular pasha.
Oh. Having supper in my dressing gown with Rosalinda and now locked up in number 12. The next step is that I should have to apply for a permit to visit myself.
way, Doctor. Sit here, please, and I'll fetch Herr von Eisenstein directly.
Thank you.
And right away.
But you're here already.
What the devil are you doing here?
Well, you sent for me.
Sent for you, you statutory maggot, you legal louse. Sooner than send for you, I'd willingly plead guilty.
Well, that's as maybe, but Herr von Eisenstein in number 12 sent for me, and here I am.
Number 12, of course, that's it. Come with me, you scrawny scribbler. You and I are going to change spices.
My dear fellow, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can. All I need is your hat, your coat, and your papers, and I can settle this little mystery once and for all.
Oh, no, look, what are you miscarriage
do of justice? Do you mind?
Here we are. Now, Dr. Blint, here is a gentleman from number 12 you wanted to see.
But I see nobody. Are you sure this is the right room?
Of course it's the right room. I left him sitting there myself. Oh, there's nobody there. I must be dreaming. Wait here, sir, and I'll go and investigate. My God, it's another one.
Alfredo.
Rosalinda, my darling.
Alfredo. Oh. You must leave at once. My husband will be here at any minute. How are we to get you out of this dreadful prison?
Couldn't we ask our lawyer to help us?
Dr. Blint, is he here?
I myself sent for him.
Oh, Alfredo, that was an inspiration. How clever of you. Oh, Dr. Blint.
Ah, I see it all now.
Ein Heimblatt so sicher, ein Exhibition. No longer so silly, or black double dealing.
Here comes a confession.
I'll make an admission.
I should be concealing.
For younger
discretion is best.
I won't do the test.
Discretion is best.
When proved,
yes, when put to the test.
I want the facts, but first a warning. The truth needs no adorning. We'll pretty soon exonerate him. Speak up, I'll take it down verbatim.
The case is rather complex and awkward to explain.
First let me put it my way, then she can start again.
I want the facts and nothing more beside. Without the truth my hands are tied.
Secluded, we met to eat and drink as harmlessly as you did. But then, what do you think? The town police intruded, and here I am in clink.
Magnificent police, preservers of the peace.
How dare you find excuse for them? I want exoneration.
At last I see a use for them as watchdogs of the hearth and home. But never mind, perchance we'll find some slight extenuation.
A lawyer there, shifty-eyed, I wonder where he
possibly abide.
Be temperate at any rate, or of the unprepared.
Have a care. An inoffensive song, if people only knew. And yet malicious gossip might take it as a cue. And husbands fair brother inject the knee at you.
And what do you expect? Their confidence is wrecked.
Again you make excuses.
you saw them, who wish their lives on erring wives, their moral tone preserves the home. Oh, such is my suggestion.
Lawyer, shifty-eyed, I wonder when he qualified, be tender late
at any rate, or was he a prayer? So have a care, have a care. And now some practical advice, the truth at any price. You say you had a private chat. What happened after that?
I see now what he's driving at.
But, sir!
No need to call me, sir. Did nothing else occur?
Your name is ringing up before. I wonder what to take me for.
I fear me, madam, this is not putting it too strong. You know what stolen bliss. Wandering your kisses.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I see now where your pity lies, but pity here is out of place. With husbands you may sympathize, but mine, sir, is a hopeless case. Think what a hell it is, contending with his infidelities. He only has himself to blame for having such a dreadful name. Someday I'll make him pay for this
kiss his wife and then her shoe.
I'll go insane.
Say that again.
I can't explain.
For pity's sake, explain.
No more can I dissemble, for vengeance now is mine. To gasp and tremble, for I am Eisenstein.
And that's my dressing gown.
I return them both to you with many thanks.
You are impertinent, sir. I demand satisfaction at once.
Really, Gabriel, how dare you rant and roar like this as if you were the injured party.
Am I not the injured party?
Oh. The Marquis is pretty lady watch. No.
Oh, sir.
Lila. And you reproach me with being unfaithful.
Well, I haven't been unfaithful now, have I? He's not only pretty lady watch, he's also very pretty lady.
Very touching. I hope all is forgiven and forgotten now, Marquis.
Falca, you old devil, you're at the bottom of this.
The bat always takes his revenge. I warned you to be on your guard.
Sorry, Governor, but he slipped through my fingers in a manner of speaking. Shall I lock them up, sir?
Silence, Fresh! Dismiss!
But, sir...
Dismiss, I say!
It's so touchy this morning. It's really too... Oh, I don't know why... Oh, oh.
My dear sir, for a prison governor, you keep a very dashing establishment. Don't tell me you put Miss Ida and Miss Olga under lock and key.
A prison governor? You? But last night you were a chevalier.
Last night everything was different. Last night you were Miss Olga, the promising young artiste.
And last night you were the Marquis de Renard.
Last night you wore a mask and beguiled me into falling in love with you all over again.
Last night you behaved quite outrageously.
Oh, I had a wonderful party. It's all
come
back. What? To the party. It's all go back to the party.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Anne Patchley appeared by permission of the General Administrator, Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, and Anne Howard, David Bowman, and Eric Schilling by arrangement with Sadler's Wells Opera.